as I continue, folks, to bring you excellence, and it comes in different shapes, sizes, occupations, and ages, as well as genders, I'm here with the great Destiny Cooper.
What's thank up, you. Des? Thank you. Nice to see you, Rob.
How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Super excited. You know, Destiny's mom works directly with us at Epic Elite AAU, which is one of the different companies that we have that is really congruent towards the formula of how to go from low to yes with integrity. And everything in my space, I like to deal with entrepreneurs. And Destiny's an entrepreneur. And Destiny, before we get into the fact that you're a blossoming model slash actress in LA right now that just had a video that went viral, can we get into the early years of your life, where you're from?
The early years of my life, okay. I was born and raised in Little Silver, New Jersey. I always grew up in Monmouth County.
The bubble of Little Silver.
Bubble, well, yeah, Tinton Falls, Little Silver.
Was there a bubble?
I moved around. There's a little bit of a bubble,
but... Was it not like the real world, or was it the real world?
The real world in a sense where I never stuck in the bubble. I'm okay. Somebody who always like does her own thing.
So you thought outside the box.
Always.
And she lives above status quo. That's what I'm hearing, but go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
But yeah, I never stuck with the same group of people. I kind of always, you know, I have my core group of people that I ate lunch with, but then I always socialize with everybody else. So.
Question. Why?
Why?
What was in your DNA to do that? Not a lot of kids do that, so.
That's true. I guess
when
I grew
you think
up.
Back.
My mother is a very social person, as well as my father. He talks to everybody as well as she does. And we kind of have this thing where we always make people feel comfortable. And we have this, I want to call it a light, where we're able to draw people into us,
love
where
it.
They feel comfortable talking to us and expressing themselves to us. So it's definitely a gift that I got from them.
So that's important to you to really be able to create relationship capital where you're having an impact and people feel safe?
Exactly.
That
was like the best way you could possibly put it. So yeah. Thank you for that.
Excellent. Has that served you throughout different phases of your life?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I mean, regardless of the industry that I'm in now, which kind of helps with set me apart with everybody else, just even like on a day-to-day basis, walking into a grocery store. I actually teach at Barbizon. It's a modeling, acting, personal development school. And just connecting with my students and being able to relate to them and kind of give them a little of my background so that I can help them kind of grow in their own path.
That's
so
amazing. And yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Red Bank Regional. Go Bucks.
RBR.
RBR.
And how was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
I didn't really find myself in high school, though.
Did you play any sports?
I was a track runner.
Like, were you like a legit track runner?
I was a legit track runner.
Like, all county, all
hurdles,
state.
Okay. I went to MOCs. I did the whole shebang. I was a high jumper to the max.
Awesome. So let me ask you this. Now, when it came to understanding like your dynamic high school track star, loving track, athletic, mom and dad were into sports, I'm assuming. I know dad played basketball. I forget at which level. But I think all your brothers sure. play as well.
Everybody's a basketball player. Except my mom. She was into soccer. Got a little soccer in there at some point.
Can you talk about that, though? Like, growing up in a sports family. And with players that were playing at a very good level. We're not talking about kids that were dribbling the ball off their feet.
I was always on the side. I never considered myself to be an athlete so much. Like, everybody else is like, oh, you ran track. You are an athlete. But to me, it was just kind of, I don't know. I looked at it as more fun rather than the physical attribute of it. Like, I didn't plan to go to college for it. So I kind of lived through my brothers, who, again, I grew up in a basketball family.
Talk about that.
Every
talk
one of my brothers.
What that's like.
Six brothers, okay? Not all for my mama.
Let's
I have
go.
To make sure I say that. But each one of them had
mamas?
Their own dream. Oh, God. No, one mama. One mama only,
six
okay?
Six brothers.
Number one, yeah.
Yeah.
Six brothers. But everybody had their own path. Everybody did their own thing. They had their own journey. Everybody ended up in a different spot. Each one was successful in their own type of way.
Amazing.
But seeing that, seeing them grow with that, it was always inspiring.
Who was the oldest one to you? Who was the first dancer?
Who was the first answer?
No, the first dancer, like the first one that was good in basketball that you looked, in the family I'm talking about.
Okay, all right. The first one who was good in basketball, I would say that we looked upon was James Jr.
What was the age difference between you and him?
James is 30. He's about to be 31. Shout out. Happy birthday. He's Cancer. I'm 26. What
okay,
is that?
Okay, so like you're in 7th grade. He's in 11th grade.
Yeah, about.
So
that was good math.
Was that like exciting? Like, hey, we're going to go see James tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course. My big brother. I always looked up to him.
Yeah.
Then became Devin. Devin started doing his own thing, powering through. He went to all his games. RBR at first, and then he ended up at RFH.
Right.
Now he's in Montclair University.
What was it like with your brother? He seems to be closer in your age, but you were at different schools watching all that.
Honestly, it was impactful. I mean, just seeing him grow and just seeing him go from one school, changing his life completely and moving down. Yes, granted, it was right down the street, but he had to shift everything.
Wow.
Like, going to a different district is so... it's so much intricate than people believe it to be, and it had nothing to do with anybody else but just to make himself grow personally. And that's a hard thing in this world. I feel like you're always trying to please other people, whereas you really just have to worry about you, yourself, and like what it's going to affect for your future and how it's going to affect your family. So him making that decision on his own and actually going down the street where he knew a lot of people would probably, you know, backlash him, say like, why are you doing this? You're leaving us. He did something that he knew was going to help him grow. So that right there was kind of, you know, that was something to look up to. Even though he's my little brother, I look up to it.
Does he look up to you?
I would say so.
Yeah? Okay. So tell me
more.
We
all look up to each other.
I love that.
We all inspire each other.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So you're doing track. What happens after high school?
After high school, I went to work in hair. I went to cosmetology school.
So you were like attractive. I'm going to do this. I want to be a model. Was it all that stuff?
No, not necessarily.
How did
modeling
all that...
was only a hobby.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Modeling was just kind of to pass the time. People said that I did well doing it. So I kind of just did it just to do it. But I thought cosmetology was truly going to be my route. I went to cosmetology school. It was the first time I ever took notes in school.
I haven't taken notes yet. Started taking notes like the other day.
Once you find something that you're actually passionate about, you're going to actually sit there and study the, you know, the material, the details.
But I agree with that.
It was amazing. I found it so fascinating. I'm a creative person, so it was easy for me to connect with the hair because it's all about color theory. It's all about, you know, shapes and different things and art. And I always drew, I doodled in high school. I had an A plus in art class. I'll say that. Everything else was kind of like, sorry, Mr. Martin, but art class, it was a win for sure. And just doing that, I did that for 5 years.
Yep. So 18 to 23.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. It was
now,
nice.
Were you living
I liked
Little
it.
Like, where were you living?
I was in Little Silver.
You were mom,
always
tight, thick as thieves?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's my best friend right there. Yeah. I go to her for everything. She gives
me
advice for everything. And she was very, very supportive, even at the time when I said, hey, like, I don't think this is for me anymore.
The school. The school you went
to. No. School, graduated, did my thing. Once I got to the hair salon and worked for the 5 years, that fifth year, I was like, this doesn't really fit where I want to be in life.
So that direction stopped.
Yes.
And then what happened?
I quit. I signed with an agency in New York City.
Wow.
And so with working in the modeling industry, it's either all or nothing. Like, you have to have a very, very open schedule. And I tried to do the modeling as well as working in the salon, but there was days where I had to look for people to cover my shift. And when I couldn't get it covered, I was missing opportunities in the modeling world.
Yep.
So it was kind of like, okay, where do you see yourself being? Where do you want to commit yourself? Are you going to put 100% here or 20% here, 20% there? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to struggle for a little bit. I'm going to struggle. And luckily enough, I have my parents, which I am blessed and thankful for, because to be quite honest, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
So talk about mom, we know. Dad, how does the dad dynamic with daughter?
Dad lies into it because dad is like, my mom is more of like my sympathetic, empathetic person where I can kind of fall back on when it comes to my feelings and all that. Dad is like, you're either going to do this or you're not going to do this.
That's called goddess energy and Zeus energy.
Exactly.
Zeus energy is decisive and goddess energy is more encompassing.
100%. So he said, you can do whatever. Here's a time limit. Can you fulfill what you need to fulfill within this time? If not, you had to go back. You had to do this. You had to do that. So he's more of like the, you know, we had to make money out here.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what life is about. Making money, being comfortable where you're at. So once I finally started showing him like, hey, this is actually going to work out the way we want it to work out, then he was like, okay. And he always supported. Again, my father and my mother supporting me through the entire journey. It was just, there was definitely some rough patches, but you know.
So when you say work out, does that mean you started making money? Started to see some success?
Yes.
So that was while you were on the East Coast, though, right?
That was while I was on the East Coast, yeah. Well, yeah.
Is there anything I missed along this journey so far?
So, I mean, I woke up, I signed with an agency, and I started making money. It's not what it was at all. It took about a year. a year until I actually saw my first paycheck. And even my first paycheck was, I want to say $800, if we're being honest. And although great, don't get me wrong, it was a blessing. I was excited. I it's still on my refrigerator till this day, okay? But that wasn't going to pay the bills ongoingly. So after that, but once we started to see like, hey, okay, this is going to work. This is something that I can actually make a living off of. I just have to keep working at it and keep giving those results. That's when everything kind of just started flowing through. And with that, it took a lot of work. Like, for example, I had to wake up. I had to go to the gym every day. I had to eat a certain type of way. The way I, you know, just communicate with people and how I show myself as a person, that all matters. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's pretty easy because, again, I get my personality from my mama. So it's not hard to, you know, talk to people and connect with people. But for the most part, it's not easy. It wasn't easy at all. It wasn't. I woke up at 6 a.m. to go on a train to go to New York to have test shoots. And those aren't free. You had to pay, you know.
And I definitely had to invest. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I was building my book for this entire year just to hope that maybe one day I would get, you know, a good job or I would get money from it.
Now, did you have mentors or coaches? I know you have an agent, like, I assume you have an agent, but like along the way, did you have good mentors and coaches?
I could say there wasn't like specific people who I was like, okay, I want to follow this exact path that you did because I see that it worked for you. I want it to work for me. I mean, it was more of motivation and motivating myself as well. I'm not gonna lie, I talked to a therapist on a weekly basis.
Beautiful.
She helps me, you know, keep myself in check because I'm a very unorganized person, if we're being honest. So she helps me, you know, strategize what I could be doing today, tomorrow. I need organization in my life.
I love it.
If I don't have organization, then I'm all over the place. So between my therapist, my parents, and even like some of my really, really close friends, they just kept my head aligned. You know Teddy Sorlis.
Teddy, what's up, Teddy?
Hey. He definitely helped me, you know, like, you could do this. Wake up every day, just know who you are. You're a star. And just with those motivating words and seeing where he's at with his business and just surrounding yourself with what you want to be in life.
That's right.
That in itself was my biggest inspiration.
Tremendous. Wow. Mm-hmm. So now you make a move to Cali. What was that like? What's it like? And let's talk about those viral videos.
Okay. So I did make a move to Cali. I made a move to Cali because in the LA market, it's very commercial. I'm a very commercial market model. Once I got there, I actually fell in love with the acting. It just happened.
No way.
I always wanted to be an actress, but I didn't actually think it was possible until I got there and I started taking classes. And there was just this one day where, I don't know, I became so vulnerable and I just felt like myself for the first time in a very long time.
Got it.
And I was able to express and I was able to connect and I was just like, wow, acting is so much more than just you being on a screen and you playing this certain character. Like, when you are these characters, you need to feel what these people are feeling.
Now, is that hard to do? Like, to be a completely different person?
So, at first it was.
Yeah.
At first it was. But then the thing about acting, which is like a little insider from my Fret Productions, you need to visualize something from your past experience with what you're currently in now. So even if it isn't that exact person, but maybe a feeling that you get from a past experience, you connect with the character you're in.
Amazing.
So once I started figuring that out, it became easier. It did.
So tell me about like what's going on there right now.
Right now, I'm just hustling, to be quite honest.
So you're picking up dollars along the way on doing shoots and stuff like
that? Yes. So I'm still modeling. I still get jobs.
Like this?
Yeah, for the most part.
Can you usually make a couple of calls and get some gigs?
I hustle on my own as well as my agents hustling on my own.
Okay.
So there's like different networks I'm on, like casting networks, Actors Access. I'm submitting on a daily basis. But for the most part, my agents get me my jobs. Between my New York agency, my Chicago, my LA agencies, they're the ones who kind of just send me different things, castings to go to. But usually I'll get a job maybe every 3 weeks or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that like a one-day shoot?
One-day shoot.
Okay.
Usually. So I did have a job with Marshalls, which is pretty dope. That was like probably one of my proudest
moments.
Shout out
to Marshalls.
Shout out to Marshalls and TJ Maxx.
Shout out to Marshalls. TJ Maxx in the house.
That was one of my prouder moments. That one, I actually, like, that was a beautiful check that I was proud to send to her. And I was like, wow, mama, we're making it. We're making
it. What kind of, am I allowed to ask or no?
Yeah, it was 10K. It was good.
Shit.
It was a 2-day shoot.
Yo. 2-day shoot for 10K. That sounds like one of my checks.
All expenses paid for. They pay for my flight. They pay for my food. They pay for everything. Damn. So I literally just had to go to Boston, chill, and what'd you do? Just do what
take,
I love.
Take pictures?
I just took pictures.
Like what? A TJ, like buying something?
It was different products. I don't know. And social media. So we did a lot of TikToks. And I love TikTok. Transitions, the whole nine yards.
He's holding us live. He's live over here.
Hey, live guys.
check out Destiny, everybody. Destiny, what's your Hannah. What's your handle?
Destiny Hannah, but D-E-S-T-Y-N-I. Okay?
D-E-S-T-Y-N-I?
My mama had to make me different. She knew. She knew.
She knows what time it is.
She knew. So, yeah, I got that job. And right from there, everything else just kind of fell into place. And
it's amazing.
Started doing the acting more so. Had an audition for a short film, and so now I'm just building.
Have you done a film? Have you done a commercial yet?
Or? I've done a commercial for Olay. Yeah, but that was
solely, that real money or was it just your hands?
It was 5K.
Was it hands?
It was hands.
I got
it
good at my hands. Face. Don't worry about my face, but my face hands.
I got you. They have vitamin C oil. See? If you look at the, or also eczema, you'll see my face on
do
the
Do I need eczema?
I don't know if you have eczema necessarily. Maybe just
I got age spots.
Extra shea butter, cocoa butter
shea
moisture.
Butter and cocoa butter.
You just need a little extra help. You're doing great, though. You look great.
So, thank you. So, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Like if you grind and you have process, self, and influence mastery, and you really go after it, you're building up your own social, that's part of it. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Aside from being happy, that's like my biggest goal.
Can you define happiness, though? What does happiness mean to you? That's a big...
It is. Happiness is just truly waking up and just feeling nothing but peace and just being blissful and not having a worry in the world and doing what you love and... I don't know. I always think of the sun shining on my face and like my mother and my father smiling, my brothers, like us all. You're going to make me start crying, Rob. But it's Keep going.
It's okay. Because to me, happiness is living in a beautiful state.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on.
Exactly. Right? Even opportunities like this, it's life changing. You never know who it's going to.
I know. It's crazy. It's the power of one, right?
Yeah.
Just takes one person, right? That's what happened to me.
I never imagined myself being where I'm at today, so that right there is also...
Yeah, because can I say something?
Yeah.
Like, because I don't know the industry, but when I'm hearing like $10,000 checks, I'm like, whoa, that's like different.
Yeah.
That's not $800. Mm-hmm. And not that $800's bad, but like leaving New York, New Jersey, and taking that trip out west away from your family, and it's so far away. Mm-hmm. I know we have social media, but that level of risk, intentionality, congruency is unbelievable.
Right.
And when that door shuts, the other 17 open, right?
100%.
And I feel like you're going through that moment. I feel like it's happening real time for you right now.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And my question is, what are you going to do to stay in that privilege window so it never shuts?
I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep the focus. I'm going to keep the discipline. And I just know that I always want to wake up with this exact feeling that I have on a daily basis. So in order to do that, I want to say just keep my head in the game. Even though it's kind of like a little basketball term, it applies to all, to be quite honest.
I mean, you know what it takes to be great in basketball.
Right. I watched it growing up.
And you applied that to like what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Are you writing any books? Are you doing anything on social media that people can get to know you? Because I think your story is unbelievable.
Thank you. It's crazy because I journal on a daily basis. And I tell everybody that one day I'm going to take my journal and just kind of put it out there.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm honestly really, really considering it. But for the most part, just I like to connect to people one-on-one. So my inboxes are always open. But
how can they reach you? This is my YouTube channel.
At Destiny Hannah, DestinyHannah. You can reach out to me personally. And if you have a story or if you have questions and you just want to connect, like, I will be vulnerable with you. You can be vulnerable with me.
Amazing.
It's a safe space. I'll give you my past, present, and what I hope for in the future. But, yeah.
And you know, listen, I mean, you talked about all these the different phases of your life, right? Now you're into acting, you know, digging deep into that place. But you had some viral videos, if we could talk about those. I think that's pretty incredible.
Okay.
That's fun, right? It's always fun to get a million views.
It was cool, yeah.
I got a million views once.
It was unexpected. Parker reminds me. It was very unexpected. I was walking down the street in California. I was at the Grove, actually, just shopping with my friends. And then a guy came up to me. He started flirting a little bit, you know. I was trying, just a little bit. I was trying to, you know, just go to Zara, get what I had to get, and bounce. But he said, do you want to be in one of my videos? And
did that sound suspicious?
It always sounds suspicious. Because you see these videos online now. They're all, you never know what they're going to ask you. So I never want to be put on the spot. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, this is fun. You know, you're a content creator. I'm a content creator. Let's create something. So he just started, he said, you know, I'm just going to ask you some random questions. I was like, all right, fine. Act normal. Okay. He just kind of, he rizzed me. That's what it was. I don't know if you ever heard of rizzing.
No, no.
I never heard of rizzing either. I didn't know what rizzing was.
Do you know what rizzing is?
Rizzing is when you, I think it's a way that you flirt with somebody in a sense. Like you kind of, you know, like, wow, these hands are so soft.
She's right.
Like that type of thing.
She's right. She's risen.
Can I take these hands with me to dinner later? This is rizzing, okay?
Are we going to go viral? I just want to make sure we go viral on this one.
I think we're going to go viral. I think this is it. But it was really cool. And then I watched it online later. And I didn't know when he posted it. But a bunch of people just kept sending it to me. To this day, I just got one from a random friend of mine who sent me the video as well. But it was just kind of cool to see me on there.
Did that translate to your own audience?
It translated to my own. I didn't repost it only because it was me getting rizzed, but
okay. I got
if we're being quite honest, my platform is very much based off of, you know, being positive and shedding light and connecting with people. It just wasn't, not saying that it wasn't fun and I had an amazing time with it, but it didn't really resonate with what my niche was,
So I understand.
Yeah.
It went viral, but it really has nothing to do with you.
It's not. Yeah.
I totally get
it's
that.
It's just like the flirting game, you know? That type. It was fun. But it was cool to see.
Did anything else go viral? You said there was another video.
Semi-viral. Semi-viral. I mean, I have a couple of, like, little things on there. I do an acting bit on my TikTok, also Destiny Hannah, where I do a lot of voiceovers. So my voiceovers tend to go viral a little bit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But we're slowly but surely getting there. We're building each and every single day. So we'll see. Hopefully this will be the next one.
Let's go. Here's my last question.
Yeah.
Right? You live in a life of intentionality. Mm-hmm. What do you want to be known as and why are you doing all this?
I just want to be known as a very authentic, genuine, and happy soul. Like, I just want everybody to remember me as somebody who continued to spread peace, love, positivity. And I want to impact somebody else. Like, I want to change somebody's life. I always want to, no matter who I communicate with, no matter what room I walk into, I want to always know that I leave somebody smiling. Mm. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I appreciate you.
So check it out, folks. Continue to follow. Go ahead, click the link below if you like what you heard, saw. Add some comments if you want me, if you DM me if you want to meet Destiny, because she's open to have conversations. I mean through conversations, not me physically. And thank you for checking us out. If there's other videos you want me to do, let me know.